Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for the privilege, the opportunity that we have to be together again and share God's Word. Before we begin the message that I'd like to share with you for the next few days, receiving your double portion, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that quickens and reveals the word of God. Lord, I'm asking right now for all those that are listening. Lord, in a very special, particular way that you will minister to them. Lord, every one of us have unique callings. Lord, you've not made one of us alike. We all have different personalities, characteristics, callings, stations in life that you have arranged. Our times are in your hand. But Father, I'm praying that you will stir up our spirits, that we will realize, Lord, that whatever you have called us to do, that we will be faithful and obedient to that which you have required of us, asked of us, and Lord, that we will do it, understanding, Lord, that when we're weak, we're strong in you. Lord, bless your people today. Stir us up, Father. All the needs that we have, Lord, we present before your throne, and we are grateful and we are assured by faith that it is your desire to meet all of our needs according to your riches in glory. Amen. Praise God. Well, beloved, as I shared, we're going to talk about receiving your double portion. And I'd like to read just a few verses of scripture found in 2 Kings, the second chapter, verses 12 through 14. And this is regarding the final moments of the relationship that Elijah and Elisha shared together before Elijah was taken up in a whirlwind to heaven. And in these few verses, this is the moment of parting, and it says, "And Elisha saw it, and he cried, 'My father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen.' And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and he smote the waters and said, 'Where is the Lord God of Elijah?' And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted to the one side and to the other, and Elisha went over." Praise God. This is a fascinating story of ministry. As you look at the lives of Elijah and Elisha, that period of time that they were together, and we know that in the call of the prophet Elisha, God saw in this young man a willingness to obey him. Remember when Elijah called him, and that was 1 Kings, the 19th chapter, verses 19 through 21. I won't take the time to read it, but he was plowing. He was a farmer. He had 12 yoke of oxen. He had the plow. Everything came to nothing. All the bridges that he had to be burned behind him. And beloved, God has called each one of us separately in our unique callings. And sometimes we think, well, you know, I'm not that important. You know, I'm not a preacher. I'm not a minister. But beloved, in the Lord's economy, God's building a tabernacle not made with hands. We're part of the body of Christ. And just as in your own body, there's no insignificant member. If one of your members is hurting, is sickly, is in pain, it affects the whole body. So never, never accept the lie of the enemy that what you can do for the Lord is insignificant or unimportant. But God is calling each one of us. And are we willing to be separated from the old things, the comfortable things. And if we want to go on deeper in God, we have to be willing to be separated, just as Elisha was. And then there was a time of training, discipling, if you will. And he saw the wonderful things that took place in Elijah's ministry. And he knew a time would come when he would take his master's place. And obviously that verse I shared with you, that moment was imminent. And so Elijah said to him, "I'm going to Gilgal today, and I want you to remain here." And how did Elisha respond? He said, "Master, I have to go with you." You know, obviously the other prophets knew something about it, for they said to Elisha, "Do you know that your master is going to be taken away from you today?" And he said, "Hold your peace. I know it." Later on, Elijah said, "I want to go on to Bethel. You stay here." But Elisha said, "No, I will not leave you." And obviously, something had been revealed to Elisha. And perhaps in a similar way, you sense the Spirit of the Lord drawing you to a deeper walk, to a higher calling, to a greater fulfillment of His plans and purposes for your life, your destiny. It's something you just feel. And then Elijah said, "The Lord sent me to Jordan. You stay here." But it was the spirit of the old man that was stirring up the young man. And beloved, if you see zeal in somebody else, reach out for it, because God is ministering to you through that zeal and you're being affected by it. You want that passion. You want that desire. And God wants all the members of His body joined together. And if there is someone who's failing to go on with God, well, beloved, He's given us discernment so that we could encourage, pray for that person, and restore them so that they won't fall short of the calling that God has for them. So they came to the Jordan. Elijah struck his cloak on it, and they crossed. And no doubt Elijah said, "I must follow his steps." And when they'd gone over, the prophet Elijah said, "You've done well. You wouldn't stay back. What's the real desire of your heart? I'm going to be leaving you. Ask what you like now before I leave you." And so he responded, Elisha did, "Master, I've seen all that you've done. Master, I want twice as much as you have." Beloved, the faint-hearted don't get much. As they went up the hill, down came the chariot of fire, nearer and nearer. When it landed, the old man jumped in, and the young man said, "Father, Father," and the cloak of Elijah came down. Beloved, are you satisfied to continue on in the old way that you've known? The Holy Spirit has come to give you an unlimited supply of power to each of us, and He's asking us, "What do you want? What will you have?" When we see Peter was so filled with the Holy Spirit that his shadow fell on sick people and it healed them. What do you want? Elijah asked, and he got it. And, you know, he might have said, "Well, I don't feel any differently." However, he knew, he had the knowledge that feelings are not to be counted as anything. And, you know, some of us tend to look at our feelings all the time. And then he realized that he possessed Elijah's cloak, not his feelings about it. And so he said, "Where is the God of Elijah?" He struck the water with the cloak, and the waters parted. Beloved, when you put your feet down and say you are going to receive a double portion, then God will respond to that faith. Where there's faith, there always comes power. And obviously the prophets confirmed it. They said, "The spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha." Beloved, God has gifts for you, and we need to claim whatever He has for our lives. And so we need to ask God for that double portion. It says in 1 Corinthians 1:7 that we're not to come short in any gift. And you might say, "Well, Sister Glass, I've asked. Do you think God will be upset if I ask again?" No, He won't. Ask. Perseverance is rewarded. Look what Jesus shared when He spoke about the story of the unjust judge. Because as she was continuing to weary Him, He said, "So I don't be," and He was an unjust judge. He said, "I'll grant her request. And shall not our Heavenly Father grant the requests we ask that are held on in the perseverance of faith?" Beloved, we will see and know his power when we believe. And as we look at the lives of Elijah and Elisha, obviously they were very different in personality. But even though Elijah, but it doesn't matter. You see, God has all manner of different personality characteristics, if you will, different types of personality, different types of cultures, of races, but all together we will show forth the glory of the Lord. And basically, Elijah refused to be parted from his master. And even when he was discouraged by others, do you know this, that your master's going to be taken? He said, yes, I know it. What do we see in Elisha? A powerful picture of loyalty as well as determination. Elisha knew the loss that was soon coming, but he wouldn't accept it one moment before he had to. He loved his master, but he wasn't going to lose any further blessing that might come through Elijah. And beloved, when we walk together in the companionship of God, it is one of God's precious gifts to us. Notice the steps that were taken as they walked together. It says they went down. Beloved, we have to go down in yielding ourselves to God so he can lift us up. They came to Jericho. The two went on together. They stood by the Jordan. And in verse 8 says, they too went over on dry ground. So, beloved, God has an increased anointing of ministry for your life. And my time is just rapidly going on, but I want you to just lay hold of this, that Elisha persisted in walking with Elijah. The reward he received for his persistence was, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. Praise God. Well, we're going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can join me. If at any time you're not able to, know that our broadcasts are on our website, unveilchrist.org. And as always, I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. I will personally pray for you and send back whatever God gives to be a blessing and encouragement to your heart. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.